I have noticed something about very successful people. And by successful, I'm not talking about people who say they're going to do something. I'm talking about people who do that something, create and make happen whatever initially manifested in their minds. From sportsmen to entrepreneurs, film directors and visionaries, they have all demonstrated a trait that I've subtly noticed time and time again through personal interaction. They will often talk and act in the future tense without even knowing that they're doing it themselves. Like the pending event has already happened. They demonstrate what I've now termed front-loading the mind. In fact, they have front-loaded the mind so much that they have an unshakable certainty that whatever it is happened already. They will expect the event to occur and they will embrace it when it does. It was planned for. So I tell you what we're going to do today right now. We are going to create a front-loading story of today. A story full of mindsets, vivid picture book events and actions that you really desire and want to play out as your golfing day moves on. To begin to front load right now, I want you to lock onto the language you will use today. Because without the correct internal dialogue filtering through your head, you literally have no chance of gravitating in the right direction. Since your mind is the master of your actions, you had better feed it the right food. Playing consistently well always seems like a distant dream that many of you can never get to. Simply put, it can be traced to the quality of your thinking. I'm going to give you the three most powerful link lines that unlock the can-do mentality. If you can initiate sentences with these three examples, you will start to experience a shift in your focus and energy. Front-loading starts right here. I intend to, I can do, and I will do. The story of intention today creates a clarity in the front-loading process simply because without intention, we have no direction to anything. So intention is critical. I love the old saying, the winds of success are always with us. All we have to do is set our sails. In golfing terms, this can be translated to the rounds of great golf are always with us. All we need are the correct intentions. Let me ask you a question. How do you want to behave today? How do you normally behave? Are there some aspects to your behavior that you know hold you back from your best performances, but yet you keep slipping into the same old crappy patterns? Pavlov's dogs, yeah? Hear the bell, act like a parrot, same old, same old. What are your choices? Calm, serene, and in control? Using your breath to set your mind speedometer? Or just going crazy, shooting at the pins and smashing every shot with veins popping out of your neck and eyes? Which one gets it done? Which golfer gets it done for you? Which golfer do you want to model today? The opening line of your story, is it about your intention to behave like Retief Goosen, quietly going about his round with very little emotion going on at all, picking his battles but never acting impulsively? Or is it time to be a little more aggressive? Should your intention to behave like Greg Norman, whose on-course arousal gets so jazzed up that he can't help himself shooting at anything that's black and white with a yellow flag sitting on top of it saying, "Over here"? The story of your intention today starts with a choice right now. Who are you going to be on that golf course today? And how are you going to behave? Honour this decision and stick to it. Your intention may last for 6, 9, 12 holes. It doesn't matter. Keep putting the layers of who you want to be on the golf course into your personality. Grow the intention of your identity on the golf course. Who are you today? Your story of I can do is one of perseverance. There are times in golf when you will obviously be challenged. Today, tomorrow, next week. You will be challenged on the golf course and accept this right now. When you hear a great player saying, "I only hit 3 perfect shots around," what he is actually saying is, "I was challenged by the golf course for the other 66 shots. I can do keeps you coming back. I can't do is quitting, or I can't be bothered to. The Eastern philosophy of fall down 3 times, stand up 4 is the perfect analogy of I can do. Front load your mind now with the can-do mindset of continually meeting each shot with insane optimism. This is what I was referring to earlier when I said that achievers often talk and act in the future tense. They have front-loaded, anchored, and armed their mind so effectively with what they intend to do that the can-do is already integrated within. Intention plus can-do gives you a relentless optimism of what can be achieved. Front-load now. I can do what I intend to do. I will do is a contract for you. It's designed by you. It's the same as the marriage vow, only with the word will included. In the front-loading sense, your story today of I will do means commitment. It should be an absolute given that you are going to commit to your process with no looking back. Take this morning, for example. I literally stopped writing 30 minutes ago to speak with a young pro pupil of mine who, after leading the first round again, seemed to let it all slip away in round two. His language gave me all the clues I needed to calm this young stud down. Nick, he said, I was in such a great position after the first round. I don't know what happened. I just started to go backwards. Now, even you know where I'm going to go with this one, yeah? This young man wasn't front-loading his mind. He was reverse-loading it. Tell me what you're going to do next, please. Tell me what you're going to do the next time you create a good start in a tournament. Your position means nothing until the tournament is over with, because if you are focusing on positions after round one or hole one, your chances of finishing the job are virtually zero. Your story of will do today is what you're going to do. Unlike other psychologists who will continually tell you to stay anchored in the present all of the time, I'm telling you, there's two gears in which you play great golf. There's neutral and forwards. There's not a great golfer out there who never planned and thought ahead, thinking of the scoring opportunities on the par fives, short par threes and fours. Your story of I will do is action today, and it had better be going forwards. So there's your internal dialogue front-loaded. It centres on three link lines. Start your sentences and intentions from all of these all of the time. Write them on your glove, write them on the scorecard, write them on the course planner. I intend to, I can do, and I will do. Now it's time to upload and front-load some pictures for you. When you arrive at the club, I want you to go and get the course planner. Now, this is more likely to happen if you're playing a golf course that you've played for the first time. But if this is your home course, then go and buy one anyway and stop being a tightwad. It's probably time you reevaluated the way you play the course anyway. Now, listen, here's the trick. Get a red or a black Sharpie and draw the ball flight you want from the tee boxes into the fairways. Now, this should obviously take into account being short or long of the fairway bunkers. If you normally hit a fade or a draw, then make sure this too is taken into account as you create your little sketch. So show the ball slightly bending on the planner like it normally would do, or how it would fit the design and shape of the hole. Because here's the thing I've observed during the last 20 years of consulting with all players of all abilities. You need the pictures more than you need the numbers. I'll say it again. You need the pictures more than you need the numbers. Take the tour players, for example. They have the luxury of a professional caddy who, if he does his job properly, will calculate the yardages and the clubs the player needs to negotiate the course effectively. Time and time again, I see the player and the caddy sweating the numbers, looking at the yardage book like it's Bill Gates' bank account. The point I'm making here is that to front-load your mind today in the art of actually getting the ball around the course, I want you to focus on what you're doing with the ball, hitting it from point A to point B. So, simply draw your point A's to your point B's from the tee boxes to the fairways. To front-load, you need clear, unobstructed commands that require little or no thought. Lastly, and this shouldn't take long at all, look for the fat of the green on the chart, the widest and deepest part you can find. When you've got it, draw a circle about the size of the penny, or however big you can make it, and that signifies your green light area, your no-brainer approach shot, the one you don't even have to think about. However, if you want to take on a pin, then that's fine. You will have to work out the shot and play it. With the center point identified, you know you have a great option if you need it. So in front loading the yardage book before you go and play, you create the menu from which you play from. Do this today or the night before you get to the golf course. You will be amazed at how automative and less busy your mind becomes. Front load the pictures in and then follow them. Front loading isn't exclusive to the suggestions I've made here. I've just talked about it from the absolute basics you need to grow your front loading skills from. Remember, plan and visualize ahead. I remember the story of 1964 Olympic long jumping gold medalist Lynn Davis. You know, during a heavy rain delay, Lynn sat in the shelter right next to the long jump track and playing a movie of himself sprinting up to the line, launching perfectly with his body apexing in the air. Well, of course, the rain eventually subsided, and now it was time for Lynn to jump. As he took his run up, his body started to fit and calibrate into the picture his mind had given him. It was the perfect jump already, the one he had front-loaded time and time again whilst waiting for the rain to stop. As far as his subconscious was concerned, it had already believed that it had already happened. It's a little like having a very vivid dream when you wake up in a start. It's so vivid, the body reacts like you are falling out from the sky. Have you had that? Another way to positively front-load the mind comes in the way you break the golf course down. This is a technique that I've used with many of the tour players I've coached over the past 20 years. In fact, the night before my student Kevin Chappell won his first event on the Nationwide Tour in 2010, I made him identify the holes by yardage that were birdieable. There were six of them. Then we isolated the par fives that could yield a decent birdie chance through reaching into or having a great wedge game. Well, that came to two. So by looking at the card this way, we both identified eight legitimate birdie chances that with a little focus and a little game could quite easily put us in at 8 under par for the final round. So Kevin, going into that final round, was already armed with a card that he had signed off on. There were eight birdies on the card. What in fact happened was that Kevin shot 5 under to capture the tournament by one shot. So plan is the critical thing. Get the card and work out how your round is going to pan out with momentum and identify your opportunities, identify your maybes, identify your threats. For Sir Nick Faldo, verbalising the shot ahead of him came easy. Like many one-child families, the ability for the only child to communicate with oneself must be heightened due to the lack of sibling interaction. There is absolutely no question that this inward self-dialogue was the groundwork for the legendary steeliness and sheer closure of mind to all things, most notably to all pressurised situations and playing partners. One other benefit is this. This form of front loading seriously anchors you into the present moment, but it also gives you a glimpse of the moment to come in the form of view verbalization as an unwritten contract to yourself. Once said, there is a total commitment of intention and total commitment to clarity. This form of front loading seriously anchors you into the present moment, but it also gives you a glimpse of the moment to come in the form of shot clarity. By verbalizing and talking the shot up, you have no chance of bypassing or getting away from the essential act of planning. And this, folks, is front-loading at its best. It centers you, but it also prepares you too. View verbalization as an unwritten contract to yourself. Once said, there is a total commitment of intention and a total commitment of clarity. If we define front-loading as the act of really believing this event has already happened through intense preparation, what would be the opposite? Back-loading? Or reverse-loading, maybe? In this situation, you start to picture what you don't want to see. Hey, we've all been there, right? Okay, so I'm looking at the hole. I'm looking at the hole. I'm now looking short right. I'm now really looking short right. I'm looking at the water now. What, the water? Sometimes your eyes are drawn to the trouble. You're not a robot. It happens. The trouble is, where the eyes go, the mind follows. So today, what are your options if this situation arises? This is a technique I've called counter-imaging. Counter-imaging works very well with the ego, so be prepared to work with the guy who initially got you into this mess, okay? The second you realize your mind is drifting, just like the typical example you've just heard, I want you to counter it with almost the exact opposite shot. So in this example, short right is where your undisciplined mind has been, so you counter it by immediately looking longer and left, which in this case would be the fat of the green. Have you ever noticed how the brain is very good at providing opposites? So let's use this strength. Front load that counter image, guys. Reprogram the mind, the shot, and possibly the club selection to fit the counter image. Here's another example, counter imaging on a breaking putt. You stand behind the darn thing, and don't you just know it, your eyes and your mind are sensing low left all day long. Front load and counter image what you would have to do to make the putt on the high side. Bank the opposite image you see, yeah? Then play it out. Counter imaging engages a completely different set of rules. It's liberating to know that you have a choice beyond what your eyes initially seen and are drawn to. Learn the art of creating the future of an illusion. So listen, you're going to be getting to the golf course soon, and here is your front-loading action plan. Get the scorecard and quickly identify the holes by yardage that should yield a birdie. Holes that you have less than a 7-iron in your hand for your second shot. Now look at the par 5s. Which ones can you reach? Which ones will give you a wedge shot to the green for a close birdie? All other holes, place the letter R on the card for respect. Fill in the card and then sign off like you've played already. Next, and once again, if you can do this the night before, all the better. Get the yardage book or course planner and front load all of your shots. Get your Sharpie pen and draw the shapes of the shots you want from the tee boxes and into the greens. Just join the dots up. You did those books as a kid, didn't you? Get your pictures first, your yardages second, okay? Lastly, and promise me, actually don't promise me, promise yourself that you will verbalize each shot ahead of you. Now listen, I know you may feel a little bit uncomfortable doing this, but I also know that you can do it under your breath so no one can hear you. But you know what, I'm going to throw you a bone here if you really feel uncomfortable talking your shot up. Please, please, please describe the shot verbally in your mind before you go and play it. Because you won't be letting me down here, you're going to be letting yourself down if you don't do this. Front load your language, front load your scorecard, front load your yardage book, and front load your counter images. Master these disciplines and you will seriously, seriously stack the odds in your favor today.